The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Companies to watch.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle and welcome to Companies to Watch. The spotlight today is on Frasers Logistics and Industrial Trust, or FLT. That is a REIT that invests in logistics and industrial properties. So its current portfolio includes over 80 such assets worth over 2.9 billion Aussie dollars. So this pretty much is concentrated in markets like Australia, Germany and the Netherlands. So its stock price is up about 15% over the past 12 months to where it is now at about 121 per share. And its recent third quarter results, you are looking at DPU. It's up 3.4% year on year to 1.82 Australian cents. And to help us get a bit more detail and colour, we've got Rob Wallace. He is the CEO at Frasers Logistics and Industrial Trust. Morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm well, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Rob, just help us to walk through the growth strategy for FLT. You were in the news this week for raising about $260 million in a private placement. And this will go towards the proposed acquisition of about 9 properties in Germany and another 3 in Australia. How does this align with your overall growth strategy?
Yes, Ryan, we made the announcement for the acquisition of the portfolio of 12 properties. The assets that we've announced the acquisition of, modern assets, in fact, the average age of the portfolio is only 3.7 years, and they have long leases to good tenants. And in fact, the average lease expiry profile for the portfolio is 8.7 years. So it's quite consistent with our prime portfolio already in those markets being Australia, Germany and the Netherlands.
So, Rob, when you talk about risk, right, the tenant concentration risk, what is the impact or effect that you will see after you acquire these 12 properties?
Well, in fact, what this does is it actually reduces our tenant concentration risk down. So our top 10 tenants' concentration goes down from about 30% to about 26%. So we've got good diversification of our tenant base in those key markets.
Okay, still on risk, Rob. So if I look at the Australian dollar, it's not doing too well. It's pretty much depreciating for 5 consecutive quarters. And you are looking at versus the US dollar. Right now, Aussie dollar is around 0.68. So looking at how the currency is doing, is that a risk for the investor looking at this REIT?
Certainly, our exposure to the Australian dollar has been something that we've been watching closely. If you looked at our DPU in Australian dollar cents, I suppose, it actually is up 3.4%, but unfortunately, due to that depreciation, our actual DPU in Singapore cents was slightly down at 1.73 cents per unit. We do some hedging on the Australian dollar, but it's on a six-month rolling basis. It is something that we see it historically lows at the moment, but hopefully there could be some appreciation in the future.
Okay, something to look out for on the Australian dollar front. We are chatting with Rob Wallace. He is the CEO at Frasers Logistics and Industrial Trust. Rob, so we've heard from Jerome Powell, we've heard his rate cut, and we've heard his outlook. Pretty much a confusing takeaway and signal from the Fed. What's your take on the interest rate environment? We had the 25 basis points cut. Where do things fall for the REIT right now?
So I suppose looking at where we borrow obviously in Australia and in Europe. If you look at Australia, it's actually had 2 rounds of cuts, both in June and July, of 25 basis points each. So it's now down at historical lows of about 1%, the cash rate. The most economists are seeing the potential for another rate cut this year in Australia. And obviously in Europe, there is an ultra-low interest rate environment, and the ECB is potentially looking at further easing through QE, I suppose.
And with this dovish interest rate environment, does this speed up your plans for divestment and acquisition?
Look, we take that into account. We look at the spread that assets are providing, but interest rates can move around, and we're really investing for the further medium to long term in any case. So whilst it is factored in, we're looking at other factors beyond that as well.
Okay, Rob, something else that we are keeping an eye out for is the consultation by the MAS on raising gearing limits for the S-REITs. Right now, the ceiling is at about 45%. But if I look at places like the US and even Australia, there are no limits there. What's your take on this gearing limit ratio at this point?
Well, we tend to have our debt in the mid 30% range in any case, but really, I suppose if the leverage limit was to be increased to say 50 or 55%, whilst it probably doesn't affect us too much, I think generally for the industry it's something that would be okay because it would give, I suppose, further flexibility to REITs in the future.
Okay, because one of the things I've been hearing about is, you know, this competition that it faces, that REITs face in the acquisition or purchase of land, because you're competing against foreign REITs, which have no limits, competing against private equity funds, which have more firepower. Is that something that's affecting you at this point?
It is a consideration. There's been a very strong demand for industrial product around the world, which has certainly firmed capitalisation rates or yields for assets. So we do look at that, and obviously the lure of debt can be attractive, but you need to, I suppose, do that in a measured way for the long term.
All right, Rob, just to help us wrap things up, we've got the latest third quarter results for FLT. We saw DPU up 3.4% to 1.82 Australian cents. Can you share some highlights from these third quarter numbers and what investors can look out for in the months ahead?
Yeah, sure. I suppose looking at the results that we got, it's a testament to the strength of the portfolio. As I said before, it's got long-term leases to quality tenants. And in fact, if you look at our Australian leases, they have annual fixed increases of about 3.1% per annum across the portfolio as an average. It's near 100% occupied around those three major markets as well. And really, we would look forward, I suppose, quite consistent growth into the future.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Rob. We've been chatting with Rob Wallace. He is the CEO at Frasers Logistics and Industrial Trust. Rob, have a great day ahead.
Great. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.